Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome back into hour number three. In the last segment of this hour, Project Veritas is going to join us with exclusive details of DHS Insider blows whistle on global child sex trafficking cartels exploiting immigration loophole. This is big. And then we have another special guest coming up in the fourth hour. But Dr. Lee Merritt, this is a short segment, long segment coming up that you're going to leave us. We really appreciate your time. Please continue to impart your great knowledge on folks.
Well, I guess in the short segment, I'm going to say to people, you know, there's kind of three phases here to take our world back. The first one is you have to take safety for your own family. And I want to talk a little about that. And then the next thing is, how to prepare for the future, and then the last, and how to deal with the mandates, because I get calls on that all the time, on the mandates, and then we can finish up with how to take the world back, I guess. But the first thing is, you have to figure out, when you look at who you're going to trust, again, don't trust the government officials and the hospital official statements, keeping in mind, hospitals and their senior staff and people, I mean, they're taking blood money to tell you these things. They're taking money from Dr. Fauci that prohibits them from talking to you about things that really could save your life. Here's a really simple one. Why, after all the billions of dollars we gave the CDC, did they not tell you to take vitamin D? You know, Alex, you got it in the shot. This is, you know, it's so simple. It's not expensive. But the Indonesians looked at this and they realized the biggest risk to ending up in the ICU or dead is having a vitamin D level below 30. And I'm just going to tell you, the sun doesn't do that for you. I lived in the sunniest city in America. I tested people all the time. They were in their 20s playing golf. You know, so you need to take a D supplement if you don't do anything else. I have a list of several, like six things I think you need to take, maybe seven. And we're learning more and more all the time. But simple things. These are not expensive. So where's our government? Where are the big guys? Where are the university boys telling us this? They're not. And you need to do that. You need to do that right.
In fact, they attacked people that promoted that and vitamin C and zinc, showing that, again, Big Pharma wanted us sick.
That's right. That's right. That's why I say I'm not suicidal either. You know, and then the other thing is ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine. There is just no question they work. Now, if you're sick, you need to be treated early. And I'm going to tell you, even if you go to a doctor that cares and that knows about the protocols and writes for you for ivermectin, pharmacies may be out. There's a shortage of everything, and the price has gone up considerably. Considerably. I mean, for 120 tablets now, the ivermectin, you'll pay $500 if you don't have insurance. So a lot of people can't afford that. So there are ways of getting these things offline. You don't have to see a doctor to get them over the internet. People that worry about getting drugs from overseas, I point out that the Chinese have been supplying our pharmaceuticals, almost over 90% of them, for the last decade. So anyway, now
your drugs already come from China. Yeah, so why turn your nose up at Mexico?
Yeah, or India. You know, I was in India and I went to a dirt floor pharmacy and got stuff that was wrapped by Cyril. I mean, come on. So it worked. And so let me just mention about one quick thing on mandates, because their kids are going back to the schools and they're masked and all that sort of stuff. Nobody can give you a little hall pass. Your doctor can't do it. If you ask your doctor for a vaccine certificate or a vaccine pass or a mask, what it's going to do is put your doctor on the ridgeline to the medical board in his state or her state. So don't expect, there are only five, Dr. McCullough just said this the other day, that he thinks there are about 500 doctors trying to stand up against this whole tsunami. It is time to realize, people, that we are at war. It's not a virus. They're coming after you. They're coming after your children. And when it comes to mask mandates in the school, they don't care about your children. They don't care about education of your children. They care about the money of your child sitting in that seat. That's the only thing they care about. And I would recommend that you just get with your friends, get all together, and go down and put down your homeschooling paperwork. You know, the collectivists among the school people would probably have a real hissy fit if 20, 30 people suddenly pulled their kids out of school. That's a lot of money to the school district. That's the kind of action that's going to make a difference.
All right, Doc, we're back in 60 seconds. You're on fire. I want to get back into action and back into what you're saying and back in how we stand up against this. As you just said, there's a lot of great material on your site, themedicalrebel.com. That is scary. It is about 500 doctors who are following the Hippocratic Oath and common sense, standing up against this whole thing, who've been censored, attacked, and demonized. We've got to boost and support every single one of you like our lives depend on it, because they do. You say you want to fight tyranny. You say you want to fund the Second American Revolution. I know you do. That's why you're here. So I'm encouraging all of you watching and listening right now to understand that there are really two places in the media that don't back down and that tell the truth, that have great products that are self-funded. And that's InfoWarsStore.com, with the supplements, the books, the films, the water filters, the air filters, all of it, and Mike Lindell and MyPillow.com. When you go to MyPillow.com and use promo code Alex, you get the very best deals he's got, 66% off, up to that, on shoes and beds and sheets and towels and pillows. The list goes on and on, made right here in America, 360 win. So go to MyPillow.com, use promo code Alex for the best discounts out there. And they profit shares with us and helps fund the InfoWar, and continue to shop at InfoWarsStore.com, because we're sponsored by patriots like you, and we're thankful, and we will never back down to the globalists. So thank you so much for your support.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
Another impressive soul, a great lady, a great patriot. And she said she's been trained to be a medical doctor since she was 4 years old, with her daddy, who was a doctor, going around seeing his patients. You know, that's how I grew up, becoming a large animal vet. Never got a degree in it. Was working on the ranch 4, 5, 6 years old, going around and working on cows and horses. That's how you get the real knowledge. And here she is all those years later, exposing this great tyranny. So, Doc, you've been on a roll. Please continue.
Well, the next thing people need to know is, and I usually never in my whole life did I tell people don't do a treatment or don't do a vaccine. I used to say, look, you need to educate yourself and make your own decision. This is what I know about it, blah, blah, blah. But no, I'm going to just tell you, I believe the vaccine is part of the bioweapon, or the big bioweapon right now. And we don't know the long-term consequences. I can tell you we are seeing cancers break out, and that's because they dumb down your innate immune system. How crazy is it to do this? You've had COVID, you're immune, you take the vaccine, and it now takes away all that immunity to this God-given natural great immunity to COVID, or to the SARS-CoV-2, whatever you want to call it, and gives you this little synthetic immunity that might give you a problem later, and certainly is giving you a problem now, as we see with clots and cancers and myocarditis and all the stuff that's happening. So don't take the vaccine. If you did take the vaccine, we're trying to ameliorate the problems. I've got a thing on my site about what to do if you have vaccine remorse. I think we're going to get better at this. I don't think it's the kiss of death that Luc Montagnier said, and he was misquoted, by the way. What he really said is, if you take this vaccine and then you wear a mask, you might be dead in a couple of years. Or if you get another vaccine, you may be dead in a couple of years, because they're additive. They're super additive. So don't take the vaccine. And I think we started with the military, and I just want to say this one point quickly about that. One of the saddest vaccine stories in the military was the anthrax vaccine that gave people, it was one batch of the anthrax vaccine, no question, had squalene as an adjuvant, pushed through an emergency use for the Gulf War, and that's what gave these guys Gulf War syndrome. Now, one of my great friends and neighbors works in the VA. He took the vaccine years ago that gave people Gulf War syndrome, but it had squalene in it. But fortunately, he hasn't been damaged yet that we know of. But he gets a letter from the VA saying, you know, make sure if you have any neurologic signs and symptoms, you remember that you're at risk of amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, or, you know, Lou Gehrig's disease, fatal neurologic disease, at 4 times the baseline rate. And they remind him of that, and that he can come and get free care in the VA. Well, he works in the VA. But what did they do? They just forced him to get vaccinated with a vaccine that also has squalene in it. I say that because it tells you the psychopaths that are running this. They knew, they put squalene back in flu ad in 2017 after they knew it caused the Gulf War syndrome. So keep that in mind when you want to trust these guys. I give a talk, and some little old lady will come up, little old lady being a couple years older than me, will come up and say, well, what about the shingles vaccine? And I say, listen, you heard what I just said about what's been going on. I don't even trust my toothpaste. How are you going to take another vaccine? The other thing is, don't wear a mask. I'm going to tell you, I don't care what they do. I mean, they're talking about a $600 fine in Omaha or 6 months in jail. I think I'm going to go down and look at the Douglas County jail and see what it looks like. You know, the the masks are evil. They're just pure evil. I ended up on your band.dot video when I gave my mask lecture for AFLDS, the America's Frontline Doctors. Why? Why are masks so important? Because they are the psychological underpinning of the psyop of this terrible event. Okay? When people put a mask on, it's a symbol of obedience, transformation. It's a slave mask. It says, I'm going to obey you and do all this crazy stuff. Yeah. And so now, if people take them off and they go, hey, nothing happened to me. Hey, that was just all that crazy Dr. Fauci, the disinformation guy, telling me to do this. Nothing's happening out here. Life's going on. That would be a problem for them.
They want to keep it going. They want to keep their control going.
They're going to try and remask us. And if you really look, I got to tell you something.
Oh, right here in Travis County, they're trying to order all the school children to do it, despite the fact the governor blocked it.
Well, and despite the fact that we have the WikiLeaks of Fauci's emails that tells he knows it didn't work. We have decades of history and science that show it didn't work. The only science that purports to show it works happened after the outbreak. And here's the big one is that these masks, I mean, the actual medical literature, I think it was in JAMA. I mean, I don't remember if it was JAMA or New England Journal of Medicine. In the midst of this, after Fauci kept changing his mind about whether medical people needed it, no, they don't. They need it, but you don't need it. Then you needed it. Then you couldn't. Oh, it was just to keep your hand off your face. I love that one. Okay, I'm going to be mandated to keep my hand off my face.
This is a symbol of mass mental illness. Doc, let me shift gears here. Because you raised a point that I meant to ask you about when I wanted to get you on weeks ago. And that is, I see New York Times, Washington Post, 8 months ago when the so-called injections began, the vaccines began, the gene therapies, they would say, it's going to make your lymph nodes swell up, and it might make your uterus swell up or your breast, but doctors, if it looks like a tumor, just don't worry about it. Well, then Roger Stone's wife takes the second Pfizer shot. They tell her she has lymphomic non-Hodgkin's right in the lymph node where it happened, stage 4. I know a bunch of other people. The phones load up when I open the phones. I see it in the news where women are 35, 40 years old. They've had a problem. Now they're menstrual cycles all the time. They have hysterectomies. They're being told they have cancer. So they said, oh, don't worry about the false cancer. It's a false alarm. But when they see their doctor, they say, no, that's cancer. So this is dramatic. Well, what's going on there?
Well, again, they dumb down our immune system. What do you have your immune system for? You have your immune system for not just infectious diseases, but to keep the virus and the cancer genes in check that we all have in our DNA.
So those killer T's are going around eating cancer all day, and when you take the vaccine, they admit it lowers it by one-third at least, the Pfizer, and so you don't have the troops on call. So if you almost had cancer in a breast or almost had cancer in a lymph node, I guess then it happens?
I see. Well, it actually allows, it's not specific, I think, but it allows cancer genes to be expressed because you've lost the ability to methylate, which is a chemical process. You can help it by taking betaine or dimethylglycine or things we can talk about. But the point is it stops this process of stabilizing that DNA segment for the cancer. So these things are coming out. They should have, and that's what, you know, the informed consent, if we'd gotten real informed consent in their mind is roll up your sleeve. Oh, you might have a little itching or swelling.
No, people got told this might turn your immune system off and give you cancer. They wouldn't do it, but they don't tell them that.
They wouldn't be doing it. That's right. And if you remember, if you go back in history, and I studied this extensively, there were 7 Nazi physicians that were killed, that were hung for crimes against humanity, mass murder. Most of them, I think almost all except at least one, didn't commit murder themselves at all. What they did was they allowed a system to be in place that allowed coercion for people to be in experiments, in other words, the prisoners, and they did not apply informed consent. What does that sound like today? We are coercing people. You can't shop in this place, or you can't go to – first it was little stuff, like you couldn't go to the zoo. But now they're saying you won't be able to buy groceries. You won't be able to travel on airplanes.
This is absolute coercion, Nuremberg violation 101.
Yeah. And so, so that's why you need to not accede to this. And by the way, if people are, now it's at the, you know, cut time here on the military, apparently. But the problem is, what are they, if they take this one, it won't be over. Anybody that accedes to this thinking, okay, I know it doesn't make
a lot of sense. Well, they're already saying in Israel, oh, the two shots is enough. Now you must have the third, and now they're talking about a fourth. And Trudeau up in Canada already bought like 5 years out.
So whether it's masks or whether it's the vaccine or whether it's, you know, stupid antisocial distancing, I don't care what you pick. These are nonsense things that are put in place to as part of Biden's chart of coercion, by the way.
Let me ask you this. You've been gracious to say this long. Do one more segment until 30 after. I want you to talk about detoxing, because you just brought up people that have taken the Franken shots. From your research, what might be good, or what physicians they could contact, or any ideas you have about detoxing or what people should do to protect themselves, and any of the other points, you're amazing. TheMedicalRebel.com, Dr. Lee Marin, she's a real champion. We love her. We appreciate her. And she's going to do one more segment with us. Is that okay, Doc?
Yeah, sure. Thanks for having
Fantastic.
Me.
All right. It's great to have her. I am so excited. And then the last segment of this hour, Project Veritas, I'm not sure if it's O'Keefer who's joining us, but one of them is joining us with other details of this breaking news. DHS insider blows whistle on global child sex trafficking cartels exploiting immigration loophole, which we've now learned Hillary's involved in evacuating Afghans, just like she was in Haiti. Yeah, this woman's evil. We'll be right back.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system.
Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. Ton of news next segment in Project Veritas. Dr. Lee Merritt is amazing in the interviews I've seen. Really great to join us today with so much time. And I get asked questions at the grocery store. I get asked questions in email on the street. Hey, I got forced to take the shot. I got really sick when I took it. Most people say, but what do I do to detox? And I'm like, I'm not a medical doctor. I don't know. And I've tried to research it. So, Dr. Merritt, you were getting that a little bit earlier. Is there anything with these Franken-shots that you know from research people could do if it's turning off your immune system, as they admit it does, to try to turn your immune system back on?
Right. And quite frankly, we are talking about the vaccine, but it could also apply to people that have been shed on. I had that experience, which gives you bleeding and menstrual irregularities and rashes and viral-like syndrome. So there's the people that were vaccinated, the people that have been shed on, the people that got COVID, which also, again, if it was created by this bioweaponized stuff, we don't know the long term on that either completely. But so in some of this applies to all of that. But the first thing to do is, one of the reasons people die is they get these hyperinflammatory problems. And we know that people that have an underlying autoimmune disease where their inflammation baseline is elevated seem to have more of a problem when they take the vaccine. So be anti-inflammatory. There are books out there like Dr. Davis' book on wheat. It's called Wheat Belly. There are a bunch of different ones. Grain Brain by Perlmutter. But the point is to eat. Jack LaLanne used to say this, don't eat what man made. If man made it, don't eat it. Eat what God made. In other words, it isn't the lard that's
what I've been hearing is people have been fasting, actually, and not eating meat, and they're saying it's helping, too.
Right. Well, I'm not opposed to meat, but I am opposed to artificial anything.
Oh, listen, so, I'm a huge meat guy myself. I'm just saying that's something that's hard for the body to process. I'm just talking about what people have been saying has been working is people that are pro-meat, but they're just going to a very, very, very low raw diet.
Right, and I think when you're sick, your body kind of tells you to do that. So that's one thing. The second thing is, it's important. There are supplements that everybody should take. Like 50% of people that died of COVID, they found were zinc deficient. So I talked about vitamin D. There's zinc. There's selenium. Vitamin C. You know, one of the things I do is just take some chewable vitamin C and put it by my desk and just. You know, when I'm at work every hour or so, I take one. So I get about 4 grams a day. It's probably good for your arteries.
Well, what you're saying is true. I got a lot of supplements, but if I don't leave them on my desk or on a lazy Susan at the dinner table, I don't take them. You got to leave them out front.
Yeah, that's my husband too. I mean, husbands are cute. Everyone ought to rent one, and they don't tend to take their supplements. The other one's N-acetylcysteine. N-acetylcysteine is specifically good. It makes glutathione in the brain and things. It's a good thing to take anyway. But in this particular case, apparently, it helps block the attachment to the or something the interaction with the H2 pathway where the spike protein hooks in. So NAC seems to help, especially some of the diarrhea stuff we're seeing. And then lysine. In the Dominican Republic, they just gave people lysine. Lysine is an old-time – it's cheap. It's an amino acid. It's an old-time treatment for, like, cold sores and things to prevent cold sores. The dermatologists have used this for a long time. And they just – it's like 2 grams, 2.5 grams a day. But the Dominican Republic used it, and they prophylaxed with it. And there are people with a very low problem with COVID, so in the hospitals. I think that's a good one. Now, one of the ones that we talked about for – your particular situation where somebody's vaccinated and now they have vaccine remorse and they're worried about this cancer thing, you need to have a methyl donor. And the two big ones that I'm aware of, and maybe somebody can come up with a better one, dimethylglycine or DMG, which I used to get in a powder form, but now the new stuff tastes horrible, so I've just got to get it in a capsule. And then the next one is betaine, which is trimethylglycine. And so I think take apple donor a couple times a day makes a lot of sense in this situation. The other thing, we don't know what else. Look at the people, and I Carrie Mondé, and she's talking about the nanoparticles, the spions, the super paramagnetic iron oxides. I tested people in my office early on, and I found about 60% were magnetic to a paperclip, the positive paperclip test. And no, it wasn't just sticking on their sweat. And I did know how to do the exam. So there's that. And I think that we might consider things like ozonation, chelation. I mean, I haven't worked this all out, but ozonation for the graphene, that's the other thing we're finding in here, graphene. So the graphene, yeah, there you go. You know what's amazing is how...
Let's talk about that. What do you think's doing that? Is it some nano chain reaction?
Well, I would follow Dr. Charles Lieber's work. Dr. Charles Lieber is the Harvard guy, chief of chemistry and biochemistry, who got arrested in February because he was working for the Chinese as well as for our Department of Defense, think DARPA. And he developed nanotechnology that part of which is what they need for this vaccine, but to make it work, it's like silver impregnated nanogels, I think. But he developed things like, it's called nanowire, but it's not a wire. It's made out of these gels, and it can self-assemble in your body. We've got...
Sure, so that's it. You take a shot that uses things in your own body to start replicating, and it's basically turning you into a circuit.
And this is what the Colonel Zhao and Wang said years ago about where the war was going to go with Chinese war planning was going to be looking at the brain electronic interface. And that's what Charles Lieber apparently gave them. But it also applies to this. So I don't know what's in there, but we know that this is something that a lot of people have been working on. The brain, the neural electronic interface, and in general, communicating. You know, you've heard of Internet of Things. Well, they also talk about Internet of Bodies. Well, how do you do that? You've got to have a receiver in the body.
Sure, exactly. So they're putting the plug in us is what I've heard. That's what this, the big push is.
We've seen things that I'm not an electron microscopist, and I can't verify this, but, you know, the people in Spain saw the stuff they showed us graphene. They sound pretty legit. I know that some doctors I know have looked at this under the microscope. They've put magnets on the, or they've put paper clips on the jars, and that some of the vials of the vaccine are magnetic. You know, so who knows? I mean, again, we're playing
absolutely
in the dark.
This is a giant Manhattan-level project thing, 100 times bigger than that. And they're desperate on a timeline, like you said, for some big event. I don't think it's going well for them. 20-some percent of Australia, 10% of India, only half of America. I think they're really upset right now, Doctor.
I think that's the end game for them if we stand up now. We have to stand up. We have a window of opportunity to take our world back. Ultimately, we're in a spiritual war here. And at some point, you have to realize that this is after your children and your future children. It's just not about going to be able to take a trip to the Dominican Republic or someplace. Don't accede to evil. Tune sine malice. It's the, you know, you have to stand up now, and we have to resist this. And
yeah,
I think
people think you give up and then you get through. No, it wants more, 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 more.
Yeah, can't do it.
Well, Doc, so I'm really impressed, Dr. Lee Mayer. We got 30 seconds left. Closing comment, themedicalrebel.com.
Well, again, I think it's a spiritual war. I think you need to get back in touch with your own spirituality, with God, and realize we're in a big problem here. Unless we all work together, we cannot do this. Don't wait. If we wait, what's going to happen is just like in the old Soviet Union, when the Cheka would come along in the middle of the night and say, come quietly, neighbor, or come quietly, don't disturb the neighbors. We cannot let them pick us off singly. It's now our time to stand up, now or never, guys.
That's right. Alexander Schultz in Eastern Gulag Archipelago. Dr. Lee Merritt, themedicalrebel.com. Thank you for your time. Come back again soon.
Thank you.
What an amazing lady. All right. I got a segment of articles, and then we've got the folks from Project Veritas with breaking news. Infowars.com, newswars.com, tomorrow's news today. Share the live links now. You're the way we reach new people.
The first time I heard the speech, the first time I read the writings of Teddy Roosevelt, I was in sixth grade, and we had this history teacher that had us write a paper on the man in the arena, and I just remember thinking about that and saying, I want to be the man in the arena. But when it comes to media, InfoWars has been the tip of that spear. But Mike Lindell has come along and done just as good a job as we've done, maybe even better when it comes to election fraud and other issues. And that's why if you go to MyPillow.com and use promo code Alex, you get up to 66% off on all the amazing products. He's got so many, not just pillows, not just towels, not just sheets. And then you fund InfoWars and Mike Lindell and the fight for free speech against the globalists. There's not a better place to spend your money than MyPillow.com with promo code Alex. And if you do it, it funds the InfoWar, it funds the election investigation, and it stands up against these globalist bullies. MyPillow.com, promo code Alex. Take action now.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Long enough to be inside the attempted New World Order global government takeover. They use the virus just like they said they do in so many of their battle plans. That was what they always settled on. They said this would be the best thing to do, and they did it. They want to use race war and economic collapse as well. They're getting us pretty close to that. I got a big stack of economic news I want to hit in a moment. But first, look at this article out of Fox News. Larry Elder surges past Gavin Newsom in Google searches and exit polls that are being done from people that have been asked about their mail-in ballots are saying it looks like 70% of people are voting to recall Newsom, and then it's a whole bunch of candidates. Whoever gets the majority wins, or whoever gets the most votes, not even the majority, wins. So it's an up or down vote, and then whoever gets the largest number. And so they're calling him a white supremacist and all this other ridiculous crap. But that doesn't seem to matter because there's an ace in the hole, just like there was an ace in the hole in the presidential election against President Trump. And that's all these felons riding around, grabbing the mail-in ballots and throwing the ones away that are for Trump, and making sure the ones for Biden get voted on. And they just got somebody doing it again yesterday in California for Newsom. Go ahead and play the clip.
Wondering tonight, so was it a voter fraud scheme or something else? Investigators are now trying to determine why it is that more than 300 recall ballots were found inside a man's car at this 7-Eleven in Torrance. More than 300 mail-in ballots for the governor's recall race were found inside a car parked at this Torrance 7-Eleven with a man sleeping inside of it.
So that's kind of the part where we're at now with this investigation is everyone wants to know two questions. Why were the ballots in his vehicle? What was his intent with those ballots? And that's what we're trying to figure out.
It was an employee at the convenience store on Emerald Street near Hawthorne Boulevard that alerted police last Monday around 10:45 p.m. about the man sleeping in his driver's seat. And stolen ballots weren't all police found inside the car. There was Xanax, a gun, meth, and other mail.
He was arrested on several charges related to possession of the firearm, the narcotics, theft of identity theft, as well as receiving stolen property and some other charges as well.
Several agencies, including Torrance Police, the U.S. Postal Service, and the L.A. County District Attorney's Office, are now investigating how these stolen ballots ended up inside a convicted felon's back seat. Police say most of the ballots were for Lawndale residents and a few for Compton.
We have been working with the registrar's office to get them a list of all those names that were on those ballots so they can be notified and then new ballots can be resent to them in time.
The election to recall Governor Gavin Newsom is set for September 14th.
Hopefully the election isn't rigged this time, or if it was last time, I'm not sure, but hopefully there is no fraud ballots out there.
Jurors are also looking into whether this incident is connected to any other theft of recall ballots. For now, reporting live here in Torrance, Mary Beth McDay. We'll send it back to you guys in the studio.
So, there you go. We hope it isn't rigged like last time. You mean like last year, 8-9 months ago. And you know, that brings me to my frustration. I did not attack Trump on Sunday night, something the audience has been overwhelming supportive of, by the way. They think it's been too long and that I haven't done enough. I did that because I'm genuinely upset about these so-called vaccines. I'm genuinely upset that they don't work other than making you sick. And that we've invested so much in Trump and then he's up there saying that it works great. He'll tell you if it doesn't work. Hey, Trump, they admit it doesn't work. It's why they've got the booster shot, which is then the next booster, the next booster, the next booster. Last week, he was on Fox and Friends and said he thought it was a scam. And he thought the Pfizer CEO was wanting to make $10 billion off the booster. And I thought, wow, that's great. Trump's waking up. I was right about Trump. He's a good guy. And then that didn't happen. And I saw folks boo him, and so I'm spontaneous. We don't have committee hearings. We don't have focus groups about what I say or do. Well, the Democrats sue me all the time. They're always like, where are the focus groups? Where are the committee meetings? Who tells you what to say? My gut, my brain. I mean, I'm pissed off. Trump last week comes out and says this vaccine looks like a scam. I'm like, thank God he was a good guy. We weren't wrong about him. And then he goes to Alabama and says, I took it. It worked great. I'll tell you it doesn't work. We know it doesn't work other than make us sick. So I said, I know you're a smart guy. So are you evil? Or maybe you're a dumbass. I mean, it's a rhetorical question. It's better if Trump is just ignorant about this than if he did this on purpose. Because then he's my enemy. But look at his enemies. Look at how the globalists hate him. I mean, he did a lot of good things. And I think Trump meant well. But I'm not in a cult here. I'm not going to just sit here and support what Trump does. But at the same time, the audience really liked me attacking Trump. And I don't just go off what the audience wants, though I do respect you and listen to you. Because you usually agree with me anyways. But sometimes I'm wrong and I bounce that off of you. Let's not throw the baby out with the bathwater. He's getting good Republicans elected. The globalists hate him. They're persecuting his family. He's a lot better than Biden. And we want to keep him as a vehicle to get populists elected. So, sure, I get a lot of attention and 20-something million views and all this big extra audience tuning in because a lot of my audience has gotten mad at me over the years. I mean, we lost a lot of audience supporting Trump. We lost a lot of money supporting Trump. One of my big pet peeves is people saying, Jones supports Trump because he gets money from it. No, I got deplatformed and sued over Trump. But I knew that he was the real deal in many ways and was trying to secure the borders and standing up to China and got way better trade deals. And the list goes on and on. So I'm not going to explain myself. The audience gets it. I think you're in the same boat as me. It's just that I'm not going to sit here like a bitch. I don't mean like a woman. I mean just like a bitch, like a punk. While Trump does whatever he wants, and then I sit there and support his ass with that corrupt-ass Pfizer that has a business model to take over our very genetics and run our lives and give us all these damn poisons. So that's where I am on that. But Biden administration urges Supreme Court to preserve eviction moratorium. That'll further bankrupt the small renters, small landlords. Ken Blackwell, Biden's eviction moratorium has small landlords on the brink. Well, don't worry. The Chinese are buying it all up. Cloward and Piven, here we go. Moderate Dems strike deal over $4.1 trillion economic plan. Economist warns you can't print money, but you can't print stuff. Yeah, you can print money, you can't print stuff. Speaking of that, we're having a real trouble with our supply chains. So buy a book, buy a film, buy a T-shirt now. Who knows, we'll have supplies in the future. Everything we've got for sale, we've got in stock, ready to ship. We've got X2, your immune system, Deep Earth Crystal Iodine, ready to ship. We've got Vitamin Mineral Fusion, the amino acids, 33% off, ready to ship. Krill oil, 40% off, ready to ship. Pollen block, 40% off, ready to ship. We've got natural defense. We've got it all. Here, let me just tell you what we all got. Because I'm punch drunk at this point, man, I tell you. 40% off krill oil, Vaso Beats for your heart and lungs, 50% off. We've got Ultimate Krill Oil, Living Defense Plus, Powerful Digestive Support, 40% off. It's all at InfoWarsStore.com. And that's how you fund this operation. I appreciate you, and I just need you to take action. All orders get a bunch of free bumper stickers that are fun to spread around. That triggers the libtards. We also have our liquid turmeric formula discounted back in stock as well. So it's all there at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. All right, Project Veritas has gotten a big story, and we'll talk to them.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92.
$1,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Tehibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. Mario Balaban of Project Veritas joins us here in one moment. And I really called this last night to my wife and to my lawyers. The FBI basically said they dropped charges on Owen Schroyer for attacking the Capitol and going into all the stuff he didn't do. They just want our phones. And I'm like, I even told my lawyers, I said, yeah, if they drop it, I'll actually give them our phones because there's no coordination to attack the Capitol on them. But why don't they just get warrants? This is getting really weird. And then the judge comes out and says, you shouldn't be targeting journalists and all this. There's like literally 20 national news articles on that. I didn't even want to talk about ourselves today on air. I just got them. And then I just got the news. Pelosi specifically is targeting me and wants me investigated. That's been released by her in some weird congressional subpoena. These people are nuts. I mean, look at her. My God. She had sex with King Tut. I mean, I'm sorry. Let's get to our big story right now. I'll cover this at the start of the next hour. Then I have a guest host. DHS insider blows whistle on global child sex trafficking cartels exploiting immigration loophole. Mario Balaban of the great folks over at Project Veritas joins us to break this down. Absolutely amazing. The full 17-minute report is obviously at ProjectVeritas.com. It's on Infowars.com, but just the magnitude of this and how our government under Democrats uses NGOs. This isn't the first time Democrats have done this. They've done it in Haiti. They've done it in the Balkans. But this is a big coup. This is, I mean, I don't know how you guys keep topping yourselves, but this is so historic and so important. Thanks for joining us, Mario.
Alex, thank you so much for having me. Like you said, it is truly frightening what's going on. What we uncovered with this latest whistleblower is that criminal migrants that are coming through the border, they're using something that they call, it's a technical term, government term, reasonable fear or credible fear. It's a loophole, according to this insider, to avoid deportation. And these are the same people, according to the insider, that are causing the violence at home and abroad. So basically, you know, by claiming that they're in danger, right, when they come through the border, you know, they are basically allowed to be removed from the something called the Transnational Organized Crime Watch List. So criminal migrants are even trained to, you know, tell these, you know, officials from the DHS and from the CBP that they're afraid to go home. They're trained to say that because they know that they might be able to seek asylum and even be removed from the Transnational Criminal Organization watch list.
Wow. So the literal traffickers are being told by insiders how to cloak themselves and how to protect their identity and pierce the United States.
Exactly. They're allowed to do that. And with this done, it gets worse. So while they're awaiting their asylum decision, they're allowed to file here for what's called an employment authorization card. That grants them the right to not only stay in the United States, but to work in the United States. And they can stay in the U.S. and do that legally. So we're not talking about just illegal immigrants crossing. We're talking about actual criminal migrants who were on the watch list. Then are removed from the watch.
Oh, absolutely. I've been down there probably 10 times the last year.
Right.
And you see men and women who are clearly not the parents because you see them day after day with the groups of little kids by themselves.
Right. And that gets to my other point is that after being, you know, getting all these benefits from the government, some of them are even attempting to sponsor unaccompanied minors in the United States. And as our insider said, all of these transnational criminal organizations are directly or indirectly involved with sex trafficking, oftentimes of children. So we have here on record, before the interview, 8 of these criminal migrants applied for what's called to sponsor unaccompanied alien children, UAC. A 9th one came out after our release, after the interview took place. And what's most shocking is that one of these 9 criminals actually has on record crimes against 27 children. I mean, 27 children. And this person was still allowed to stay in the country under the reasonable fear loophole.
Wow. One person had 27 crimes against children and was allowed to stay. That's just insane.
Yes, exactly. I mean, that's it's a very powerful story. We have more whistleblowers inside the DHS. And I wanted to bring up something you talked about with James O'Keefe when he was in studio with you is, this video has gotten so much traction online, and it's because of distribution by proxy. It's because people are tweeting out this video, even though we're banned from Twitter, after, you know, you gave a powerful endorsement to our, you know, cause of click to tweet. This video has, across platforms, about over 1 million views already. So kudos to you for promoting that.
Oh, beautiful job, the viewers and listeners. This is a war, and the children are counting on us, and these are literal drug gangs, convicted drug criminals, smugglers, and as you know, DHS admits, many children are passed back and forth over the border and used as a football.
Right. No, and it's especially frightening in this moment also as we look at what's happening abroad, for example, in Afghanistan. You know, think about how vulnerable just generally our border is in so many different ways. What is to say that, you know, not only, you know, these criminal organizations like MS-13, we know are coming through the border, but now that, you know, these terrorists have taken over an entire country, what's to say that they won't create, you know, further chaos and have more abilities to bring in their allies through the border in this chaos and this crisis?
Well, I mean, that's it. We know how the cartels work. That's why Pelosi said MS-13 are God's children 3 years ago, is that the Democrats are laundering this money. They are part and parcel of the cartels.
There's certainly a lot of political interest here. I mean, we know that you know, there's money involved, there's drugs, there's a lot of money, and of course there's a voting issue that, you know, many bring up. So there's that concern that's ongoing. But another concern, I think, that with this vulnerable border is certainly the terror threat that this might, you know, incentivize or encourage foreign actors to come and actually, you know, easily access our country.
What else is Project Veritas? I mean, I know you guys are working on a lot of stuff, but in this field, what else can we expect to be coming out?
Well, I can tell you we have more whistleblowers inside the government, DHS, other institutions, so stay tuned for that. That'll be coming out very soon. And, you know, we're looking also for whistleblowers who are working in big pharma or whistleblowers working in health agencies, government health agencies. We're seeing, you know, this avalanche of mandates and unconstitutional orders taking place across the country. People are reaching out to us desperately, asking for help. How can they, you know, keep their job? How can they, you know, avoid certain fines or all sorts of punishment if they don't want to take the vaccine, for example, or the mask mandates? It's truly frightening. And we encourage anyone with information in those institutions, be it health agencies or big pharma, to come forward to us and you know, help save our country.
I mean, clearly they've broken the border. Clearly this is treason. We had the leaked DHS head, 2 weeks ago, saying it's all broken, it's a failure. But wasn't that the plan, to break the border to begin with?
I mean, it certainly looks like it. I can't speak to what the Biden administration wants to do or what their intentions are, but it's clear that in the last 6 months, not only from what we've seen in the news, but from the insiders that have come to us directly, there's chaos at the border, there's instability, and people certainly are not sure, you know, who work at, you know, CBP and Border Patrol are very, you know, very upset about what's happening.
Well, they're trying to make America a failed state. And if we can't control our borders and we can't control even exiting Afghanistan, I mean, it's really intentional to make us a failed state. Are you familiar with the Cloward and Piven strategy?
I've heard of it, yeah, but I'm not too familiar with it.
Well, it's just a Democratic Party plan to implode economies, to collapse societies.
It's a welfare state, correct? It's
implode the society to make everybody dependent on a welfare state. Yes, sir.
Okay, yes, I am familiar with it. Yes, absolutely. I was going to say, you know, not only is that happening in the United States with, you know, some American citizens, but they're also expanding that idea to illegals that are coming to the country.
Absolutely. They're trying to bring in a permanent underclass they control. In closing, Mario, how do you think we counter that?
Like James says, the only solution that Project Veritas sees is exposure. We need, you know, undercover footage of people saying things that they don't want to go public. And most importantly, we need whistleblowers in these powerful institutions that are willing to, you know, do the brave thing, to be brave, be courageous, and come forward with information. And know that we at Project Veritas will publish it, you know, given the severity of the situation.
Mario Balaban from the great folks at Project Veritas. Godspeed. Great job. I can't wait to see what you guys break next.
Thank you, Alex. Appreciate it.
All right. We've got another medical doctor, expert on the vaccine and on the psychological warfare. He's also a psychiatrist, coming up to host the next hour. But I've got the big news. This is the next leg of the witch hunt. We'll put it on screen when we come back. It's from Gateway Pundit, but it's from the press release. The request of the January 6th committee is my communications with Republican leaders. So, I mean, we knew they wanted this. The FBI wants this. They arrested Ellen for it. So let me give them the newsflash. There are no communications.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173.
800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.